Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Ashley Lang broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road with Straight Talk.
Selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at andersongriggs.com. And we also want to say a special thank you to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. And you can also find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. So our guests today, we have two guests joining us today from the city of Rock Hill, and it's from their PRT department. We have Jesse Holloman, who is the Parks Division Superintendent, and he also brought along with him Andrea Barnett, who is the Recreation Division Superintendent. So welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Andrea, I'm going to go ahead. Let's jump in and start with you. We were kind of talking before we went on air just about everything that is going on. You know, the city of Rock Hill does have a slogan, always on. And for sure, the city of Rock Hill is always on, and that is no different in the PRT department. So, Andrea, what is PRT? What does that stand for? And maybe give us the breakdown of what that looks like.
Sure. PRT stands for Parks, Recreation, and Tourism. So Parks is headed up by Jesse Holloman. He does all of our parks, maintenance, those kind of crews. Recreation is in my division, and we do anything from old town events to youth athletics, all of our centers, all of that falls under recreation, really a service to our community. And then tourism is led by Brian Jones, and it entails the indoor facility and then all of our tourism events that come to us on the weekends.
Okay. Jesse, we're going to go ahead and jump in with you. So Parks Division Superintendent, and I know right now you have some capital projects going on. Let's before we get started with those capital projects, let's talk about the parks in general. So how many parks do you have? How many employees do you have? And then we'll jump into those capital projects.
Sure. We have 36 total parks. Wow. And facilities throughout the city. Currently, we have 49 full-time employees and then another 50 to 70 part-time seasonal employees throughout the year, depending on tournament size and summer and everything. So, and they maintain all those facilities along with all the major roadways throughout the city. We have contractors that maintain Cherry Road, Dave Lyle, all the power substations, a lot of the vacant lots throughout town. We manage all those contracts, the funeral homes. So overall, we're looking at about 1,600 total acres throughout the city that the parks is, manages and is responsible for.
So what are some of the parks? Like maybe just name a couple. You don't have to go through the whole entire list. And we're going to talk about a couple here as well. But what are some that, you know, people might be familiar with or maybe they might not be familiar with?
Sure. I mean, you know, we have the Cherry Parks and the Manchesters and the BMXs, Glencairn Garden. You know, we have Fountain Park downtown. But then we have a lot of neighborhood centers or neighborhood parks like Armory Park, which we'll talk about shortly. Mm-hmm. But Freedom Park, Sunset Park, Southland Park, Workman Street, League Street, a lot of these parks were built back in the industrial time when we had all the mills throughout town. So they built the parks around the mills for the people to work and play. And then as they went out of business, the city kind of took over those responsibilities. So we have 23 of those throughout town. Oakwood A and B, Arcade A and B, Arcade Victoria. So there's a lot.
So let's jump into Armory Park. And if you are riding down Saluda, you can see that there is a ton of work going on at Armory Park. So let's start with why, the why. We want to know, you know, what's why we needed to do that and what exactly is happening there.
Sure. We're very fortunate to have a mayor and council and management that really care about the community and want to make every inch of the community as best as it can be for everyone. Not just the tourists that we bring into town, but everybody that's lived here and lives here. Armory Park, what we're looking at for that facility is it's a complete redo. We received a $1 million federal parks grant to go toward that construction, and then we had to match it with another million. So we took out the baseball field, put it in a fully synthetic infield and outfield. It's lined for baseball or girls softball. In the far outfield of the field, we have a challenge course. It's like an obstacle course, like kind of like the Play 60 type thing where the kids can time themselves and run through. We're putting in a brand new shelter, brand new playground, brand new swing sets, new walking trails, brand new basketball courts. So it's getting a complete and total facelift from one end to the other. Brand new fence. Everything in there will be brand new when we're done here shortly.
So when is that project scheduled to be completed?
We should be completed in the next several weeks. We are shooting to open mid-September, late September, and have that back open to a lot of the community. And that's not a park that's really, it won't be tourism based. It's literally for the community. It's for those people that live and walk up to that park and live in the south side there. So it's a great opportunity.
How do you decide, because you have so many parks, how mm-hmm. do you decide when you get these extra monies mm-hmm. or the grants, where that goes? How are those decisions
so
made?
So we have a great grants team. So a lot of times when you're applying for the grant, you have to have the site predetermined. The grant kind of will give you a structure of what you have to look for. You know, it'll tell you it needs to be this kind of park. It can't be but this old. You can't have used grant funding in it in the past. So it kind of limits, or not limits, but it kind of shows us where we need to go with it.
But then that also kind of helps you determine, mm-hmm. you know, well, we've already, you know, shown this one some love. Let's maybe go over to this side and show some more love.
Exactly, yeah. And a lot of those neighborhood parks, like I said, they're very old. And mm-hmm. so anytime we get an opportunity like this and to work in a park and make it better, we try and jump on it.
All right. So the next one on the list is the Bleachery Field House. Now, where is this located?
So this is over in the University Center near the Sports and Event Center. Okay. It's a annex, basically, of the Sports and Event Center right down the road. It'll be 4 basketball courts. We'll be able to do 12 volleyball courts and 8 volleyball courts and 12 pickleball courts, all inside. And, you know, it'll be for Monday through Thursday. Andrea will talk about we're starting a pickleball league.
Today is actually National Pickleball Day, so
well,
happy National Pickleball
Day.
So we're really starting to get heavy into the pickleball as much as we can. Mm. So, and then on the weekends, it'll be looking for like tourists and tourism, basketball, volleyball events, kind of overflow, trying to get as many people in as we can.
All right. And then the Southside Regional Park.
Yes, ma'am. So the Southside Regional Park, it will start over off of Heckle, right behind the American Legion. And when all phases are done, it'll stretch from Heckle all the way to City Hall. So it's right around 150 total acres. What we're focused on right now is what we're calling Phase 1, which is the area directly behind the American Legion, right in there, right off of Heckle. We're looking to put baseball fields in there, again, fully synthetic infield and outfield, full-size football field. And with our partnership with the American Legion there, we're building a kind of a small AAA-esque baseball stadium for them to use for their home games, but then we get to use all throughout, you know, our leagues and everything. It's something that, yes, there'll be some hospitality, you know, come in and the tourism, but it'll be a great facility for all our leagues, our kids, to be able to play and use as well.
And you said that is how many acres?
This first one is right at 80 acres.
Okay, so is that going to have, like, trails? Is that going to kind of be walkable as well since it's going all the way down to City Hall?
Yes, so it'll be connected through trails from Heckle all the way to City Hall once we're done. Like I said, we're looking at Phase 1. We're probably looking at a total of 4 to 5 total phases over the next several years as funds become available. You know, we'll end up with all kind of different aspects in there. We had several community meetings to kind of say, hey, what would you like to see? And it ranges from pickleball courts to splash pads, playgrounds. So, you know, we kind of settled in on the first phase, and as we continue with the next phases, we'll kind of decide how we go with that.
And then lastly, just another capital project that I wanted to touch on, of course, is Miracle Park. So we all know, you know, we've heard a lot for a really long time since the park, you know, started being built, that this is public-private partnership.
Correct.
But the city of Rock Hill is a huge partner in that park. So what does that look like from your standpoint, Jesse?
So what we normally do, well, what we have done is they do the fundraising and pay for the construction and everything. And once that's complete, we then take on the responsibility of the facility, the maintenance, the programming, you know, the repairs, anything that happens after that point. And that's kind of what we've done with Phase 1. Currently, they're in the process of building Phase 2 and 3. Phase two will have another miracle field, so we can expand our league to have, you know, more players, more fields. We'll have another miracle league, kind of just a flat space. They can play flag football and different sports on it, like a multi-purpose field. And then there'll be an educational building in that phase as well, so they can have some classes and bring, you know, different things in. And then in phase three, there's some retail space that the publics or the private side of, they'll be bringing
in.
They're
real excited about that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they'll be bringing in some different things over there. But in the end, we'll be responsible for the maintenance for the whole facility.
Yeah. So, Jesse, you've just gone over what is only 4 capital projects. That seems to be a lot. Your plate is definitely full. What does your typical day look like? How does the management of all of the parks, what does that look like?
It looks like me being very grateful for the people that I work with. The park staff, we have a rich history with the staff. We have a lot of staff that have been here a long time that have kind of come up in the parks and recreation field. Guys and gals that started when they were in high school, and 20 years later, they're still working. So, I mean, they make it easy to kind of go through everything. But, you know, you're talking about construction meetings and budget meetings and stuff like that. But they make it easy. Yeah. They make it easy on me.
And speaking of that, I'm not going to let you get away without telling your story. Because off air, you told me that you've been working for the city of Rock Hill for over 30 years. We won't do that to you.
Yes, ma'am.
But it holds a special – Cherry Park mm-hmm. holds a special place in your heart. So I want you to tell the listeners that story.
Okay, yeah, so – I started working at Cherry Park in the maintenance field when I was 16 years old in high school, and I've basically been with the city ever since. Mm-hmm. Worked there through high school and then into college. Met my wife at Cherry Park. She was a concession supervisor. I was a maintenance supervisor. We got engaged at Cherry Park, right there behind softball field 5 at the picnic table we used to always sit at. My son is now 19, but he has come through Cherry Park. I've coached him in all the different sports, you know, the football, the softball, and everything else. And then, you know, I've played in a few leagues, and the family comes. So it's always been – it's a part. It's like my second child over the course of the years.
And your second home, really.
Yeah, exactly. So, and, you know, you stick around long enough, it becomes part of who you are and in your DNA.
Yeah, it just goes to show, you know, we talk all the time at WRHI and on our morning show, Palmetto Mornings, what a special place Rock Hill is. Mm-hmm. And it's places like this – and programs that we're going to get into talking to you about, Andrea, that make this place so special and makes Rock Hill what it is. So from a rec perspective, so we talked to Jesse about all of the parks and where we have to go have fun and play. What does the rec part look like from your perspective?
Oh, that's loaded.
It is loaded.
We could talk about, well, first of all, I do need to say thank you to Jesse's team. They keep all of the parks and the facilities looking nice so that the community can enjoy those things. Recreation kind of is, I joke with my team and say it's everything that the light touches. We have all of the old town events, so those all kind of fall under recreation. We also have all of the outdoor youth athletics, so all of the registration that's going on now for tackle football, softball, baseball, flag football, all of that falls in recreation. In addition to that are the cycling centers that we have and all of that out there at the trail. We have a great team out there that do BMX and velodrome, and so that all falls under recreation. And then, of course, all of our centers. We have 4 centers, great staff at those, led by Garnet McCowan, and she's really poured her heart into those facilities. Mm-hmm. In fact, she started at Boyd Hill, and she tells me stories about that all the time. So, anyways, it's really just all the things they do. Camp Arc, Emmett Scott Summer Camp just wrapped up. 2 pools that we operate just closed, so those were in operation for close to 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. All of the services that we want to provide the community, we don't say no to much. Lifelong learning falls into that. Mm-hmm. Owls Club, they meet for breakfast, and then they meet for dinner. It starts at about 4:00, but they still meet for dinner. And
early bird special, right?
I know, our Owls Club is awesome. That's grown probably by about 200% in the last year, so We will service anybody. We're just happy to be here and enjoy the community.
What does your staff look like, Andrea? How many do you have? Because that's a lot of programming. We're really going to kind of get into the nitty-gritty of some of those. But what does your staff look like?
We have right at about 40. We just added a new position with McGirt Auditorium coming online. So we have a position dedicated to McGirt and to servicing the community there. So we're right at about 40 as well. And then we just wrapped up summer camps. So with summer camps, we typically have close to 40 or 50 seasonal staff. A lot of college kids have now gone back to their universities. Some have stayed on with us, but we get really big in the summer. Those are our big months, right? So we're starting to wind down a little bit from our camp staff, but we still keep seasonals on to help with our centers, help with coverage at night when we're open for rentals and for community programs.
So let's talk about some of the rental type facilities. I know that that does fall underneath you, and there's quite a few of those that do fall underneath you. You just mentioned McGirt Auditorium. That's probably the newest one. Well, it's not new, but it had a facelift, a glow up per se.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about what that looks like and how all the rental facilities work.
Sure. The community can rent any of our facilities at a very affordable rate. We host birthday parties and baby showers and gender reveals. We've hosted all of that. Manchester Meadows upstairs sees a ton of that. And it had a small facelift earlier as well. So we see a ton of family reunions at some of our local centers. All of our spaces are rentable. There's not one that's not. We see weddings at Glencairn Gardens sometimes, little pop-up weddings. And we love to have rentals at any of our facilities, really. McGirt Auditorium's really taken off. We've started engaging the community. In fact, there's a fundraising event that someone rented it out for in a couple weeks.
Okay.
So that's a concert for the community to come out and enjoy. And then we also have some of our OWLS clubs. So some of our local programming takes place at McGirt Auditorium. We just had our tackle football coaches meeting there. At McGirt, and then of course on the weekends we have some dance competitions, cheer competitions. We're headed towards a very, very busy spring with dance in there.
So. Does it stay pretty booked out? And what does the booking look like? Do you just call? Is there somewhere people can go online? What does that look like?
We have a you can go to our city website at any time, and you can get more information on the site supervisors, the phone numbers, the email addresses. You can always call us and ask about rentals, rates, availability, etc. And then also we have Visit Rock Hill. It's visitrockhillsc.com.
Okay.
And it will show you actually pictures and amenities for all of our rentable facilities. So you can get on there and see the capacity that we'll have. And then some of the photos, so you can see if it meets the needs.
Okay. Well, with that, we're going to go ahead and take a mid-program break, and we're going to dive into more of your the rec when we come back from our break. But we want to remind everyone that you're listening to Straight Talk Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at andersongriggs.com. And Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy for 60 years. Camden Avenue at Ebenezer Road in Rock Hill. And what we do here is fresh subs and salads 6 days a week from 10 in the morning till 9 at night. And how we do it is special with those special ingredients. It's right here on the t-shirt. I'm going to count to three and we'll all say it together. 1, 2, 3. Slice, slice, slice. Slice.
Garden, 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 garden.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
The hot meatball subs with jalapenos.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
If you have tried traditional weight loss methods of diet, exercise, and medications and failed to see lasting results, you may be a candidate for bariatric surgery at Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. Our three board-certified surgeons have performed more than 1,000 minimally invasive robotic surgical weight loss procedures, which can be very effective in long-term management of weight. Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill, offering comprehensive weight management and weight loss services supporting patients on their journey to wellness. Learn more online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the friendly service, and I like that the meat's fresh and the food tastes good. They slice the meat right there in front of you.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And we are back here live at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop. We are chatting with Jesse Holloman, who is the Parks Division Superintendent, and Andrea Barnett, who is the Recreation Division Superintendent with PRT and the City of Rock Hill. Before we get back to Andrea and talk a little bit more about recreation, Jesse, I want to come back to you. And we touched on many of the major capital projects that you've had going on. But there's been some smaller projects that have also gone on. Let's talk about that. Maybe let's start with the Emmett Scott Center.
So yes, that goes back to the trying to touch every square inch of the community. So at Emmett Scott, of course, we just did all the upgrades to McGirt Auditorium, expanded the parking lots to facilitate more use. In the Emmett Scott Neighborhood Center, we have the basketball floor and the basketball gym. We had several roof leaks over the years. The hailstorm that came through actually punctured holes through the roof, allowing more and more water to get in there. And then we had some humidity issues. So the entire floor has been unusable for the last year. A lot of the local walk-up basketball league, they had to transfer over to the Sports and Event Center to have their league. So starting Monday, we are having that floor completely replaced. The humidity issues taken care of. The ceiling had already been replaced. The Rock Hill Parks Foundation was generous enough to give us about $180,000 to pay for that. And the floor will be the exact same floor that's at the Sports and Events Center.
Wow.
And
just
the field house, Bleachery Field House. Mm-hmm. So it's the same company doing all of it. So, I mean, they'll have the same subfloor and floor and everything that we have at the at those facilities as well.
Andrea, how do you, and I know Brian's not here with us, but how do the three of you really work together? So I'm assuming that was out of commission for, you said, about a year. Mm-hmm. So you had to move rec activities that were probably happening there to other places. So what does it look like, maybe the synergy between the three of you, to try to figure out, okay, well, now this is up and running again, we got to get A, B, and C back there, and what does that planning look like?
Sure, lots of communication, lots of phone calls and emails. We work really hard between myself, Jesse, and Brian to make sure everyone's in the loop. Sometimes we over communicate. And our director, Mark Sexton.
There's no such thing.
That's right. Our director, Mark Sexton, he does a really great job of leading us and making sure that everyone is kind of in the loop for everything, and that no one feels left out, and that we communicate very well. So a lot of times if we have an issue, or like Jesse and I work together a lot at Cherry Park, if the fields are too wet, you know, we need to figure out how we can move a rec league game, or potentially how can we blow the water off the field. So his team works really hard to get to help us on that end. And then same thing with the tourism on the weekends. We need to make sure that the fields, after they've gotten so much rain this weekend, are good for the weekend tournaments as well. So it's us three constantly in communication with our team and our staff. And I think it's really just implementing that this is the expectation and this is the culture, and everybody comes to work and wants to do the job and to make it easier for the other divisions and to make sure that we can all kind of function together. And Emmett Scott, the indoor was no different. I mean, they needed a place to play their basketball league. It's like a community league for them. And the indoor said, come on over, we'll find some court space for you. And so it's really just a lot of teamwork and everyone buying in and investing into the culture we have built here.
And speaking of that, we kind of have an example of that tonight, actually, with Movies in the Park, because we've had just this terrible, terrible, gloomy week. We were supposed to have movies in the park tonight at Fountain Park. And let's go ahead and let everybody know we're still having that event, but we've had a change of location.
That's right. Not movies in the park, movies in the dark.
We've moved it to the
Rockville Sports and Event Center. The movie will start at 7 p.m. tonight. It's in the arena. So we have all of the seats there, but people can bring blankets and lawn chairs if they want. We'll still have the free popcorn. Our friends at Kona Ice are still providing shaved ice for us. Concession stands will be available or will be open. And we're showing Mufasa, so we hope everybody will come out and do something outside of their house.
Yes. Is that a free event,
Andrea? It is a free event.
Are most of these kind of events that we have, Food Truck Friday, I mean, I know you have to pay for your meal, but, you know, the Old Town events and the market and Wreck in a Box, all of the kind of pop-ups that you do, are most of these events free?
Absolutely, yeah. Jesse gave credit to our council and management earlier, and I can't say how much they really want our community to be able to enjoy things for free, make them accessible for everyone. And so all of our Food Truck Fridays are free, live entertainment there every night, it's free. Also our market that we have, obviously anybody can come down there and shop if they want. It's all for free. Movies in the park, all of that's free.
And do those happen quarterly, monthly?
Sure.
What does that calendar look like?
The market is every Saturday until, I believe it's October, and that's from 8:30 to 12:30 p.m. every Saturday. Food Truck Friday is the third Friday of every month. The last one will wrap up in September, so we have it next week. And then we have one more in September, that's from 6 to 10. And then Movies in the Park is free, and it's the second Friday of every month. And usually the movie starts at the park right when it starts getting a little bit dark. We get to determine the darkness at the arena today, so we're going to start it at 7.
Love that. Another thing that you do, and I sit on a board with you, is that you do sit on boards for big festivals that the city is a huge part of, like Christmasville and Come See Me. So why is, you know, how does, not why is that important? We all know why that's important. You've touched on that. But how does that kind of filter into what you do as well?
Sure. So it's a service to the community. Those boards are very important, and PRT has a member that sits on each of those boards. So I sit on Come See Me board, and Elsie Carpenter, the head of our Old Town Association, she sits on the Christmasville board. And I think it's just mostly as a city liaison to be sure that we're doing all that we can to make those festivals a success. And that we run events every day, every weekend. It's what PRT does. And so to be able to assist the logistics, Jesse's team comes out and picks up trash and sets a lot of things up. So just to be able to do all of those things and help them out, especially when we're at Fountain Park or Main Street and things like that, that it's just an extra benefit to us and them. It's a great partnership. Both are great partnerships.
Yeah. This question, it can be for either one of you as we are about to wrap up. But if we have newcomers to York County or Rock Hill, what would you tell them to get them involved in PRT, to come look at the parks, to say, hey, this is what we have? So you don't just sit at home on a Friday night at the end of a long school or work week. I'll let you start, Andrea, and then Jesse, you can wrap it.
Sure. I would tell anybody that's new to take a look at our website. First of all, you would see all of our information there. We have social media, Rock Hill PRT on Instagram, and we highlight all the things that are going on. But I would say that we service anyone. We work really hard to make all of our facilities accessible for all. And anybody can come to any facility, and we're going to welcome you with wide open arms. And so I think I would say reach out. There's always something for you. I laugh with my team, and I say we service people from diapers to diapers. So no matter how old you are, how young you are, or what, if you play a sport, if you don't play a sport, there's something for everyone at Rockville PRT.
Jesse? Yeah,
and there's not many places you go in town you don't bump into a park or something somewhere. So if you're out and about and you see a park, pull in. You've got questions, ask a staff. Everybody's pretty much well connected with one another, knowing everything's going on, so we can kind of point you in the right direction. Like I said, we've had a lot of parks for a long time, so it's a big draw. So come on in.
All right. It's always on, right?
That's
what we say. And that is a great way to end the program. Thank you both for being here. I needed another 30 minutes. I have more to ask, but... You'll come back, right? Straight Talk is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And Anderson Griggs Investments, Old Town Rock Hill, Common Sense, Intelligent Advice for Conservative Investors. Find out more at AndersonGriggs.com. Substation2.com. And one more time, we're going to tell everybody out there what we do here that's so special at Substation 2. It's right here on the t-shirt on the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Have a great weekend. See you on the radio on Monday. Bye.